Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, June 12th, 2022, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, we give you a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We are studying the categorical doctrine of death. We're in category number 6, physical death. And the last point we noted was that God can and God does prolong physical life. And that was Proverbs 14:27, the fear of the Lord is the fountain of life. The fear of the Lord is occupation with Jesus Christ, the believer living the spiritual life, advancing to spiritual maturity, that one may avoid the snares of death. That brings us to point 9. God also delivers the believer from physical death. God also delivers the believer from physical death. Many passages, a lot of them by David. But let's start with Job. Turn to Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Job 5 verse 20, it says in famine. Famine is economic disaster. This may be something that we experience in Client Nation USA. We are in a state of apostasy as a client nation to God, and God has established in His Word cycles of discipline to a nation. When a nation turns away from God and the Word of God, God has established that nation will go through cycles of discipline. And we are going through those cycles of discipline in the United States of America. And a lot of people are waking up. There's something wrong in America. Something wrong in America when we see someone, 18-year-old, go into a school and kill 19 little children and teachers. We see something wrong in America when a young man goes into Buffalo and kills 10 people just because of their color of their skin. There's something wrong in America. Desperately wrong. And I think America better wake up, because God follows through exactly what He says in His Word He's going to do. We're still here, so there's hope. We are still the clan nation of God, so there's hope. But this nation has to turn back to the living and true God, Jesus Christ, and the mind of Christ, the Word of God. In verse 20 it says, in famine, that's economic disaster, he will deliver you from death. And in battle, he will deliver you from the stroke of the sword. Turn over to Psalm 33. Psalm 33, verse 18. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him. Occupation with Jesus Christ. On those whose hope is in His unfailing grace. And keep them alive in famine, economic disaster. Turn over to Psalm 56. Psalm 56, Psalm of David, Psalm 56, verse 12, I am under vows to you, O God, I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Turn over to Psalm 116. Psalm 116, verse 8. For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. So God also delivers the believer from physical death until it's time for you to go home. 10. The believer who attains spiritual maturity, the one who fears the Lord, the one who is occupied with Jesus Christ, the believer who attains spiritual maturity departs from this life under dying grace. Awesome! Dying grace! That's how I expect all of you to transfer from time to eternity. There's no reason why you don't. Live, make good decisions to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Walk in the light. Walk in fellowship with God. Advance to maturity. And then when it comes time, why, you'll be like David in Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. David love Jesus Christ, and he knows Jesus Christ is holding on to his hand. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. That's the winner believer. So the believer who attains spiritual maturity departs from this life here on earth to eternity under dying grace. Psalm 23:4-11. Resurrection is victory over death. Resurrection is victory over death. Whatever the failures or the glories related to your death, we all come under the principle of divine impersonal love in resurrection. Resurrection supersedes whatever you were in dying. And therefore, resurrection is victory for all believers in Jesus Christ. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, start at verse 54. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Victory of resurrection. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no victory for the grave, because all believers will receive a resurrection body. The victory of physical death is for believers only. There is no victory for unbelievers. The victory of physical death is for believers only. 12. Physical death for the believer is defined in seven ways in the Word of God. Physical death for the believer is defined in seven ways for the believer. First of all, physical death for the believer means no appointment with judgment. The first appointment is physical death, but the second appointment for the lake of fire is canceled, Hebrews 9:27. So no appointment with judgment. Secondly, death means being face to face with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 8. And this implies right now an interim body until we receive our resurrection body at the rapture. So death means being face to face with the Lord. Absent from the body, face to face with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 8. Third, death means the end of pain. Now we're talking about the believer. This is all going to be true for every one of you who has placed his faith in Jesus Christ. Faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Death means the end of pain. Revelation 21 verse 4. For the believer, there is no mourning, no crying, no pain after physical death. Four, death means an eternal inheritance. 1 Peter 1, 4 and 5. An eternal inheritance. Five, death means a new home. John 14, 1 through 6. Death means a new home. Six, death means the realization of eternal life. Eternal life, not just length of life, it's quality of life. It's realization of eternal life. John 10:28, John 11:25, John 20:31, 1 John 5:11 and 12. The realization of the quality of eternal life. Seven, death means waiting for the resurrection body in an interim body. Waiting for that resurrection body at the rapture. John 11:25, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, John 19:25 and 26, Philippians 3:21, 1 Corinthians 15:51 to 57. Point 13. So point 12, physical death for the believer is defined in these seven ways. 13. For the believer who attains spiritual maturity, death is going to be profitable forever. Profitable forever. Now make sure, this is for the spiritually mature believer. And the Apostle Paul presents this in Philippians chapter 1. Turn over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. And the Apostle Paul, Abraham, we're studying in Romans 4, is one of the greatest believers of all time in the Old Testament. The Apostle Paul is perhaps the greatest believer ever in the New Testament scriptures. And the Apostle says, "For to me, to live is Christ." And by the way, there is no verb here in the Greek. It just says to live Christ. That was his life. His life was Christ. And that's the winner believer. To live Christ. And to die profit. And for the winner believer, great, great profit. At the judgment seat of Christ, the winner believer will be awarded phenomenal crowns, rewards, greater grace blessings, the crown of life, the crown of righteousness, the crown of glory, the order of the morning star. And those blessings glorify Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. So for the believer who attains spiritual maturity, death is going to be profitable forever. Philippians 1:21, 14. The believer who spends his life living in the cosmic system, Satan's cosmic system, death is horrible. Maximum divine discipline. 1 John 5:16, Revelation 3:16. For the believer who spends his life living in Satan's cosmic system, death is horrible. It's maximum divine discipline. You got a free will. You don't have to go that way. We got the problem in America. Everybody wants to blame the unbelievers. The problem in America, we've got all these Christians in America living in the cosmic system, living by their energy of the flesh. They're not living the spiritual life. They're not living by the power of the Spirit of God or the power of the Word of God in their heart. They're living by the energy of the flesh, their sin nature. They're living in Satan's cosmic system. They're walking in darkness. When you're walking in darkness, you're spiritually blind. You can't even see God. You can't see Him. You can't know Him. You can't love Him. You don't know His plan. You don't know His will. You don't know His purpose. Because you're spiritually blind. We got lots of Christians in America and they're spiritually blind. No spiritual life. And where does the light come from? The Word of God is light. And as you learn the Word of God and believe the Word of God, that Word of God goes into your heart and turns on a light. And now you can see God. Now you can see Jesus Christ. Now you can see the plan, will, and purpose of God. You're only here a short time. You're going to turn around and it's over. There's no reason for you. I mean, you got a choice. You got a free will. How many just want to be as miserable as possible? Raise your hand. I want to be as miserable as possible. Go ahead, show how dumb you are. Or how would you like to have God's greater grace blessings poured out on you right now in the middle of the devil's world? No matter what's happening in the world, pandemic or no pandemic, Democrat or Republican, it doesn't make any difference. All of the issues going on in this country, God is greater than any problem that this nation has, any problem that the world has. God is greater. And you have a choice. You have a free will. You can make good decisions to live the spiritual life, to advance to maturity, to love the Lord. The ultimate objective is to have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, to have personal love for God the Father, motivating impersonal love for all, occupation with Jesus Christ. And when you reach that point, God pours out on you greater grace blessings right now in time, and then forever and ever and ever. You got a free will. Now, you can use that if you want to just be miserable and walk in darkness and energy of the flesh, that's up to you. But life's awful short. You're here to walk in the light. So for the believer who spends his life in the cosmic system, death is horrible. Maximum divine discipline. 1 John 5:16, Revelation 3:16. 15. The only preparation for the believer's physical death is living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. The only preparation for the believer's physical death is living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Our God is sovereign. His timing, manner, and place of your death is related to whether we live the spiritual life or fail to do so. God's decisions as to the time, manner, and place of our death is always based on His absolute righteousness and perfect justice. He is always infinitely fair. In all matters of life and death, God's timing is perfect. Because God is perfect, God is infinitely fair. Because He is absolute righteousness and perfect justice. For the winner believer, dying is the most wonderful part of life. It's dessert. It's chocolate pie with whipped cream and a maraschino cherry. Now that's my idea of dessert. I don't know what your idea of dessert is. But for the winner believer, dying is the most wonderful part of life. However, dying for the loser believer is the most horrible time in life. 16. For the winner believer, God's decisions to call the believer home to heaven glorifies God. For the winner believer, God's decision to call the believer home to heaven glorifies God and at the same time brings the greatest blessing in life to the dying person. For the winner believer, dying is far better than any blessing you have while living. So that's category number 6, physical death. Category number 7 in our doctrine of death is the second death. The second death. 1, the second death is for unbelievers only. Unbelievers only. It is the final judgment of those who reject Christ as Savior. Two, it is eternal separation from God and final judgment in the lake of fire. It is eternal separation from God and final judgment in the lake of fire. Three, it is the final judgment of all unbelievers throughout all of human history. It's the final judgment of all unbelievers throughout all of human history. Turn over to Hebrews 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Just as man, and man here is the unbeliever, just as man, the unbeliever, is destined to die once, physical death, and after that, to face judgment, the second death, which winds up in the lake of fire. Turn over to Revelation 20. Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15. Then I saw a great white throne, and Him who was seated on it, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Earth and sky fled from His presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books, plural, were opened. And then another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. Now, everyone's name is in the book of life. Everyone's name starts out in the book of life. But if at physical death, if you die having not believed in Christ as your Savior, your name is blotted out of the book of life. And all of these people are unbelievers. They died physically without believing in Jesus Christ as their Savior. Their name is blotted out of the book of life. And the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according, kata ta erga, according to their works, to what they have done, as recorded in the books, plural. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged kata ta erga, according to their works. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, and all of their names are blotted out of the book of life because they died having not believed in Christ as their Savior, then he was thrown into the lake of fire. So each unbeliever is judged kata ta erga, according to the norms and standards of his human good works. Revelation 20, 12, and 13. He's not judged for personal sins. Why? They've already been judged. God the Father gathered up all the sins of the whole world, poured them out on Christ, and judged them in Christ once and for all. His name is blotted out of the book of life at his physical death because he did not believe in Jesus Christ. Faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. That brings us to category number 8, the sin unto death. 1 John 5:16. That's where it's first mentioned. There is sinning that leads to death, the sin unto death, maximum divine discipline. One, this refers to the manner of death for the believer who rejects rebound and continues to live his life in the cosmic system. Continues to live in darkness, continues to live by his sin nature. So this refers to the manner of death for the believer who rejects rebound and continues to live his life in the cosmic system. Two, it is dying a horrible death with maximum pain, suffering, and agony. Dying a horrible death with maximum pain, suffering, and agony. Three, no believer suffers after the sin unto death. Revelation 21:4. No believer suffers after the sin unto death. That doesn't continue on. Four, Revelation 3:15 and 16 describes the sin unto death as a lukewarm believer whom the Lord Jesus Christ is about to vomit out of his mouth. Revelation 3:15 and 16 describes the sin unto death as a lukewarm believer whom the Lord is about to vomit out of his mouth. Five, the sin unto death is God's last punishment for the believer who lives his life out of fellowship with God in Satan's cosmic system. The sin unto death is God's last punishment for the believer who lives out his life out of fellowship with God in Satan's cosmic system. So, there are four ways to transfer from time to eternity. Four ways. Dying grace, that's what you vote for, right? Dying grace. I hope you vote for that. Dying grace. Secondly, the sin unto death. Don't vote for that one. Unless you're a Democrat. Just kidding. Seeing if you have a sense of humor. With impersonal love, you can love the Democrats. And one of my favorite colors is red. Red. Now, I do like blue clothes, but I don't like blue states. But I like blue. Hey, you got a blue shirt on. You're a Democrat? No. I knew it. What's that?
Said he didn't stutter.
No, he's red. Look at his eyes. His eyes are blood red. Look at that. Oh, that was good stuff. And damn. Dying grace, you can go that way. You can go the sin unto death. The third is the rapture. There's a lot of people that want to be in the rapture generation. Well, we might be. We really might be. But I don't want to miss out on dying grace. So if the rapture occurs, and I'm not here and you still are, you are in trouble. I would believe in Christ if I was you. And then the fourth is the transfer from time to eternity by greater grace blessing for Old Testament believers like Enoch. Hebrews 11 verse 5. And you can look that up when you get home. Enoch didn't die physically. He was transferred from time to eternity by greater grace blessing. Well, that is the doctrine, the categorical doctrine of death. We're finished with that. We're going to get back next Sunday to the great parenthesis, Romans 4, 17 to 21. So we'll see you that time with our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.